Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, May 2nd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Folks, we're tearing it to bit to get back here. Hope everyone had a good weekend. We're glad to be back here on Wing TV. And as everybody knows, there's been a lot of anticipation. We have Mr. Alex Jones as our guest today. But before we bring him on, I want to just touch upon a few quick points. Now, when we, this was a few months ago, when we wrote some articles about Art Bell, people were outraged. Mm-hmm. They were saying, you can't go after Art Bell. He's the king of late night radio. He's on coast to coast. He's heard all over the country. How dare you criticize or question Art Bell? But then, as we showed, he went on the things he said about the 9/11 researchers, and then he brought the guy from Popular Mechanics, Ben Chertoff, the propagandist on, and everything we wrote was then all of a sudden confirmed by all these other people on the internet. But we're the first ones, and we were criticized. Then we wrote some articles about Amy Goodman, and people said, how dare you talk about Amy Goodman? Pacifica Radio, her Disinformation Now television show, you can't talk about her. But then the left gatekeepers articles came out, and we saw the ties to the CIA, the corporate donors, the think tanks, and everyone was like, oh, you guys were right after all. Then we wrote the big articles about Mike Rupert, and there was a firestorm. How dare you criticize Mike Rupert crossing the Rubicon from the wilderness? He's above reproach. Nobody questions Mike Rupert. Then all of a sudden, everybody started to find out about his depopulation agenda, this peak oil scam that he's been pushing. And everyone's like, oh, wait, them guys at Wing TV were right again. So
imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. So the stuff that we're saying today and in the articles that we're writing, read them very carefully. Think about what we're saying. And before you have a knee-jerk reaction, before you jump to conclusions.
It's too late for some people.
Yeah, it's too late for some. But listen to this information and read this information with a clear mind, an open mind, and you'll start to see that what we're saying is true.
And thanks to all the people who've sent us letters of support.
Right.
We really appreciate you.
Right. That are getting it, you know, that are looking at this with a fresh mind. So, with that in mind, we're going to bring on a man who needs no introduction, Mr. Alex Jones. Alex, welcome to Wing TV.
Hi, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, Alex, last Friday we ran a parody article which stated that you're going to change the name of your website and radio show to infomercial.com. What do you think of that article?
Well, thanks for breaking that story. If you want to know the truth, I think it's a great idea. After thinking about it long and hard, the reason behind the name change is obvious. I need something to accurately reflect my mission. Since I'm doing the hard sell, I want people to buy. They couldn't be a better name than infomercial.com. For the same reason, I might also change the name of Prison Planet to purchaseplanet.com. So remember, everybody, buy my videos. Buy my videos.
On January 11th, 2005, you called into a radio show and said the following: everyone in the freedom movement should join together and not worry about past grievances. Well, Alex, over the past few months, we've tried to do just that with you by extending our hand and offering an olive branch. We even wrote an article called Alex Jones and the Common Cause, United We Stand, which showed our sincerity. So when you said that we should all come together, we took you at your word, and for some reason, you didn't honor your own words. Why is that?
Come on now. Everybody knows that I never meant what I said. It was just lip service. I just was showboating and trying to bolster myself. Plus, the only reason why I call into these radio shows is to plug my videos. That's obvious, isn't it? All I do is use these other radio hosts for free advertising and free plugs. I never really intended to be a team player. It just sounded good at the time and puffed up my reputation. I never expected anyone to actually call me on it. I just want people to buy my videos.
Now, very well, very well. Now, another thing that we're very much disappointed with you in was your refusal to help us get the word out about the 10th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. Mm-hmm. Now, considering how close Austin, Texas is to Oklahoma, why weren't you part of this larger cause?
Are you kidding? I have a cause to make as much money and sell as many videos as I possibly can. Oh. What other cause is there? I've been to the Grove, you know, got a video to prove it.
I'd like to follow up on that question, Alex. When we were at the OKC Speakers Forum, We heard somebody asking why you weren't in attendance and why you hadn't promoted this event. And then somebody else said because there wasn't any money to be made off of it, that's why. How do you respond to this?
Believe it or not, they're absolutely correct. The only time I do something is when it's put money in my pocket. Look at my trip last year to the Republican National Convention. I went on endlessly about that. And with New York City, do you think that I care much about this larger cause? Of course not. I went on to film my lady's video so I could sell it to my listeners. I mean, how much money do you guys make in OK City?
Well, actually, we lost money going there, but go ahead, Victor.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Anyway, that didn't matter to us because the books that we brought there to give away for free.
You see what I mean? I never do anything unless there's a profit motive in it for me. Plus, there's another reason why I didn't go to OKC. Since I wasn't the one sponsoring this event, and it wasn't about me or my videos, I wasn't going to give any attention to anybody else. I don't do anything unless I'm the center of attention. Just remember, Alex Jones doesn't play second fiddle to anybody, so buy my video. Buy my video.
Alex, what are you trying to say? People should buy your videos? I don't know. Well, since you mentioned, though, since you mentioned wanting to be the center of attention, is that one of the reasons why you don't have certain guests on your show?
Of course. I don't want people going to too many other sites because that means they'll spend less time on my site. Plus, if they spend less time on my site, that means there's less chance that they'll buy my product. The world should revolve around me. I'm Alex Jones. Wake up.
Alex, we close our show every day with the slogan, "Don't pay for internet news, Wing TV always free." What do you think about that slogan?
I hate it. I absolutely despise it. Do you know why? Because it puts the wrong idea in people's head. I don't want my customers, my listeners, to know that
your
TV for free on the internet. If they did, then they wouldn't subscribe to my pay-per-view site. That's the bottom line. I want people, money, and lots of it. I want people to buy my videos, subscribe to my pay-per-view site. You guys at Wing TV are ruining everything because you're giving people information for free. That's why I don't want anyone going to your site. People should pay for information, not get it for free.
It's almost like Alex took a truth serum today or something.
Did you get injected or something?
Yeah, I've never. You've been implanted with some kind of sodium pentothal or something. I've never heard you talk about this.
Well, you just got a long way to go. Come on, up to me.
Okay. Now, Alex, how do you respond to people saying that you're nothing but a walking advertisement or that your radio show is nothing but a big, long infomercial?
Well, my conscience has been praying. I mean, I'd say it's true because there's a dollar to be had. I'll sniff it out. If you want to know the truth, hang on. Violet, quiet that kid down. If you want to know the truth, there's not much difference between me and Ron Popeil or those guys who sell Ginsu knives and chia pets at 3 a.m. in the morning on late night TV. But what I did was see an opening in the New World Order market and then capitalize on it. Some people are waging this battle for purely selfish reasons to get the word out. But not me. I make more money than anyone else in this field. I'm king of the hill. And it's going to stay that way. Even when I tell people to make copies of my videos and give them out, there's a strategy behind it.
Really?
Have I mentioned storable food?
No.
That's one of my sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Check it out.
Got to get that plug in there. Well, Vic, Alex, what is the theory or the motive, the strategy behind people giving away your videos for free?
Well, look, I tell them to buy my video, make copies, and hand them out. It's free advertising, stupid, can't you see? I get people to spend a lot of money buying my video in the first place, so I put money in my pocket. Then they spread a word about me for free, so all the other people buy my products. Hell, this is Wall Street Marketing 101.
I didn't know that.
Was this why you absolutely refused to criticize Art Bell after he had that propagandist Ben Chertoff on his show from Popular Mechanics?
Absolutely.
9/11?
Art Bell's a total phony, but since he butters my bread and lets me on coast to coast AM to sell my videos, I'll never bite the hand that feeds me. Even when every other person in alternative media was screaming bloody murder, did you notice that I never said a bad thing about him?
Yeah, we did notice that.
Yeah, when I did instead was distract attention from Art and put it on Chertoff so not to jeopardize my chance to get back to coast to coast. So simple. I didn't even go as far as to get mad at callers who tried to criticize Bill. Remember, it's not the truth that matters, but protecting one's self-interest. Come on, you got to buy my videos.
I'll tell you what. We never said Alex was stupid. That's
no,
for sure.
No, we never
when
did.
When it comes to making money, he knows how to do it. Okay, Alex. On Wing TV, we're very big into telling people to stand up, get active, and be unafraid. But on your radio show, it seems as if you're the king of fear-mongering, which ultimately cripples people and keeps them passive. Why do you do that?
Well, the answer is simple. Fear sells and it pays my pockets. It's much easier to control someone when they're traumatized or in a state of panic, and therefore it's easier to have them buy my videos. Psychologists and sociologists have known this for decades. So if I did make people strong and unafraid, they wouldn't buy into the fear-mongering stick that I make my living off of. And in the end, how could that ultimately benefit me? I want people to buy my videos, so that's why I constantly create this world of fear around them. It's nothing more than a self-serving form of psychic driving.
Let's speak for a moment about an article we wrote called Alex Jones Equals Big Brother. You didn't like that article too much. In this piece, we point out how you not only removed all of my articles from your site, but you also censored an article written by another Prison Planet columnist, Randy Lovello, where, in addition to removing the hyperlink to an article, to my article, you also deleted an entire sentence that Randy Lovello wrote in reference to my article without his permission. So, would you like to talk about that?
I mean, this is outright censorship.
Okay, Victor. You guys are starting to irritate me, and I don't like it. I spent a lot of years carefully crafting my image, and now you're chipping away at it and letting people see the real me. Now, getting back to your question, yes, I did censor the article you referred to. And in that sense, it makes me exactly like the people I'm supposed to be rebelling against. Alex Jones isn't Big Brother, but he's the next best thing to God. Okay.
Is that so? Well, I want to note at this point, Alex, that never once has George Bush, the New World Order, or the United States government censored one word that we've written. But what you did with this Randy Lovello article, and this is very important, is you went into his article without notifying him or without his permission, and you deleted an entire sentence along with the hyperlink to Lisa's article. Then, when he and Lisa were asking you about it, you refused to answer. No response. This is outward censorship. And we want everyone out there to think about this for a moment, because it should send shudders down their spine.
Altering a writer's
presence. Yeah, don't keep repeating that. You know, you're making me look bad. And everyone watching Wing TV right now, I command you to not read the Alex Jones Equals Big Brother article or any other on their site. It's killing me. The image that's taken me so long to create. Instead, all you should do is buy my videos and let me do your thinking for you, because I have more experience at it. And forget about all that other stuff. Don't ask any questions and just listen to me. I know what's best for you. Speaking of best, have you seen the big burpees I got on my site? Give you a good deal.
When we spoke with you, when Victor spoke with you about a month or so ago, he told you on at least three different occasions that if you didn't want us to come on your show, you should just say so, and we'd never broach the topic again. But you kept saying, oh, no, that's not it. I'll have you guys on sometime. Well, time's gone by, and now it's pretty clear you never had any intention of ever having us on the show to talk about 9/11 on trial and expose your listeners to it. And, you know, when we don't want someone on our show, we just say we don't want you on our show, or we just tell them flat out, honestly. Why didn't you?
I mean, why weren't you man enough to say this instead of dancing around in circles?
Well, either way I lose, and that would make me look bad. And before I go on, remember, where I'm concerned, appearances are everything. With that in mind, if you were on my show, more people would find out that Wing TV is free, suckers, and they wouldn't fork over their hard-earned money for me to pay per view site. Conversely, if I said I didn't want you on my show, then you tell people about it and they start asking me the reason why. And since lots of people are starting to wonder why I don't talk to you about the controlled demolition of the World Center Towers, I'm beginning between a rock and a hard place, so let's forget all about it. Just buy my video.
I took into
the Grove, you know. Well, I got a video to prove it.
Oh, Bohemian Grove, yeah.
I worked for Violet once in a while.
It seems to be a constant theme. Buy my videos, buy my videos. Okay, Alex, I hate to say this, I really do, but in my opinion, it's very pathetic that the mainstream media, specifically a Knight Ridder subsidiary called the Center Daily Times, has given our information more coverage than you have.
Yeah.
And supposedly you're at the forefront of this patriot media movement. So we want everyone to think about this, because in our minds, this doesn't make any sense, especially when you said on January 11th, 2005, just a few months ago, that all of us should come together as one and put let our bygones be bygones.
Yeah, well, look, you want everyone to come together. They need to come together on my pay-per-view site. Everybody needs to subscribe to my site. Everything they need to know is there, and I decide what they need to know.
Oh.
So just buy my videos and go to my pay-per-view site.
Okay. Alex, you act like you don't know anything about our show, but when Victor spoke with you on the phone a few different times, you seem to be quite knowledgeable about it, like who does the opening music, the Art Bell exorcism, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, well, believe me, I keep an eye on my competition, or I probably shouldn't say it that way. What I meant was, I know what my adversaries are up to. Wait, that sounds hypocritical, too, because according to me, we're all supposed to be on the same team.
Huh. Well, Alex.
Yeah, supposed to be.
Yeah. You must see the world a whole hell of a lot differently than we do, because we've done everything humanly possible to join forces with you, even going so far as to write a retraction of sorts to that Alex Jones equals Big Brother article where we showed your side of the story.
Which I happen to be against.
Right. You wanted us to do that, so for the sake of the common good, that's what we did. And Lisa's right. She said, there's no way we should write that, but I said, if that's what Alex wants us to do, in the sake of unity, we're going to do it. But you still, even after we did that, we gave you numerous phone calls, you still refused to accept the olive branch. Why?
Because if we became organized as a whole, it would take the focus away from me, and I wouldn't be the center of attention any longer. So I plan on telling everyone that your criticisms are nothing more than a distraction. So then I'll jump right back into my fear-mongering shtick, and it's vitally important that the people in my cult, listening audience, don't slip away and start thinking for themselves.
Did you
say
cult?
That was a disaster.
I guess he called his listening audience a cult. I don't know. Well, Alex, I know you're busy, so we're going to wrap this up here. So last but not least, since you mentioned the mainstream media, we've noticed that you're beginning to look a lot like they are.
Yeah.
Specifically, number one, you restrict the free flow of information by not telling your listeners about certain things. A good example would be 9/11 on trial. You've been completely mum about it. Secondly, you engage, as you just admitted, in overt censorship, just like the mainstream media. And lastly, you seem to be obsessed with the hard sell of your product. So how do you respond to this?
Well, let's see. I've refused to cover 9/11 on trial, just like the mainstream media. And I have deliberately censored essential material, just like the mainstream media. On top of that, I pushed my products harder than McDonald's, Pepsi, Chevrolet, or a used car salesman. So even though I hate to admit it, I'm becoming like the mainstream. I'm out of here. Just buy my videos. Buy my videos.
Wait, hang on. No, I guess he's gone. Well, what'd you think? There you heard it. The famous Mr. Alex Jones. It was like he took sodium pentothal.
Yeah, it was very weird, like he was drugged or chipped or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder. He's always talking about the New World Order, how the New World Order's trying to kill him, trying to attack him. I wonder if over the weekend...
He seemed a little low-key today.
Yeah, right? I mean, maybe, with the sodium pentothal, if they did chip him with this truth serum, maybe it brought him down a little bit, made him low-key. I can't figure it out, but...
Or maybe he just ate turkey.
Yeah, I mean, he was very forthcoming. He was very, very honest. But, there you have it.
You okay?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's Alex Jones for you. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Wing TV. Following this interview, you can watch our Alex Jones video tribute coming right up.
Keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.